This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, required features of dining table. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the required features of dining table, which is necessary to look after while we eat or drink something on the dining table. In the Islamic lifestyle, when we talk about the Islamic lifestyle, obviously it pays attention to all the aspects of the life, especially when someone sits on a dining table and he wants to eat or drink something. What we have here is basically there are four required or necessary features that should be looked after while a person is sitting on the dining table. The first one of them is to know or have the knowledge of what you're eating, where it has come from. The second thing is the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it in there or not? The third thing is to take the name of God before you eat. And the fourth thing is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we talk about these four features, which is necessary that a person, when he sits on a dining table, before he starts eating, he should pay attention to all these four things, that he must know where this has come from. The knowledge of the food itself, it is very necessary that we should know where this food has come from and what is the ingredients of this food which is in front of me. And if we can pay attention to such thing, then obviously we will be eating something which is recommended by Islam or which is recommended by God, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the required features or the necessary features of the dining table. And we said that the very first feature is that you should know what you're eating. So we should know that who is the provider of the food, where does this food has come from, and whether this food that we are eating, what kind of ingredients that it has. Generally, we know that obviously, especially those who are living in the West and nowadays in the East as well, because the things are being imported and exported. So there are many things, For example, if someone wants to eat a kind of jelly or chocolate, you know, the sweets. So you should look at the ingredients first and see whether the things that are in there, the ingredients, there should be the halal ingredients. And that's why we can see that there are many products on which in today's world, like they write halal on top of that to convey the message that all the ingredients are halal. So basically, in Islam, it is important to look at the ingredients of the things that we are eating, to pay attention to what you are eating. It is allowable. It is makruh. For example, it is said not. It is better to not to eat something. If such things are in the food, then we need to avoid. If it is haram, it is forbidden, we need to avoid such food. Especially when you go to a restaurant, you should know about the restaurant, that this restaurant, do the people who are working in that restaurant, are they Muslim? Can we eat the food by their hands? Are they cooking or making the halal food or no? They're also serving haram food as well. Can I buy, for example, a burger from McDonald's? No, you cannot, because the oil in which they fry the things, they fry the chicken and all those, obviously they put the other ingredients as well, non-halal ingredients as well. So there are many things that we need to pay attention to, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.